You value your constitutional freedoms and liberties in all their forms. Like your Second Amendment rights, did you know the Constitution protects gold and silver as well? That's because financial freedom only is possible if you can actually conduct business with a trusted medium of exchange. For over 45 years, McIlvaney ICA has helped investors take a strategic approach to portfolio design, maximizing and safeguarding your assets, even during a financial crisis. What sets us apart is we advise you. Your precious metals portfolio is managed to help you achieve your financial goals through delivery, storage, or retirement accounts. To receive our free summary on safeguarding your financial freedom with physical precious metals, even if you already own them, call us at 800-525-9556, or you can receive this free report online by going to ICA.gold. That's ICA.gold, or call us at 800-525-9556.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is indeed. How in the heck are you today? Welcome inside these Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios with me. I'm going to fill your prescription for freedom for you for the next hour, and we're going to move fairly quickly, because there's a lot to talk about. There always is these days. Let me throw some stuff off my desk here. Look at all these monitors going on. I've got notes all over the place. I might just have to abandon some of this stuff. Kanye West under threat by thug rappers, right? You hear about that? Yeah. I'm not a big Kanye West fan. Every time I look at a picture of him, he's always got this like fake, you know, angry look on his face. I mean, is that what kids do nowadays? I don't think he's young. Kid, I don't know. He's younger than me. But is that what makes people, you got to look at the camera like you're scowling to be, you know, instead of smiling at the camera, instead of saying cheese or something? I don't know. I don't listen to his music. I could hear one of his songs and not know it was him. I may have heard some of his songs and I would never know it. It's like, you know, somebody's only famous if you know who they are, right? I don't know much about him. I know who he is. And I know he's married to one of the Kardashians, Kim, I guess. Some people that are famous for being famous. I'm not a big... I just don't follow that stuff. But Kanye West has been out supporting Donald Trump lately, vocally, tweets and other things. PR, I don't know. He's been in Trump Tower, he appears sincere. Now he's being threatened by some idiot thug rapper, cousin of Snoop Dogg, you know, Snoop Dogg. The guy every father wants their daughter to date. Yeah, that guy. They're threatening him, you know, Crips, attacking him, stuff like this. So I put a tweet out earlier today, and I wonder, isn't that a terroristic threat? They've openly threatened his life. He's openly called for the Crips to satellite radio moment up word Kanye West if he stepped foot in California. Then he doubled down when he got called out. He said, yo, free speech, man. Satellite radio moment. Up him. Isn't, by the left's own standards, isn't that hate speech? Shouldn't he already be in state-issued bracelets again? I'm sure he's got some criminal record. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't. I'm just guessing. I'll look it up. I'll see if I got time during the break to look it up. So I ask this. By the left's own standards, that's hate speech, number one. He should already have been arrested, number two. And number three, Kanye West, I'm sure, can afford a security detail. He might want to beef it up. Yeah, that's what this has to do with guns. And if he's not carrying a gun under a threat like that, that's been made publicly, I certainly hope he is today. I hope he's exercising his Second Amendment right and his Second Amendment freedom to protect and defend himself against some thug rapper who has called for one of the most notorious street gangs to blank satellite radio moment him up word. Yet you never know what's going to happen with this stuff. Arms List. Remember Arms List? They're involved in a very lengthy lawsuit. We're going to give some websites out where you can help them. It's a travesty. I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Brady campaign's behind it or something like that. They support the Second Amendment, but New York Governor Cuomo, this guy is a tyrant. He is a modern-day tyrant. He ranks right up there. He's the sleaziest in America. New York, you have a lot of those. Schumer and the rest. You can't find anybody better. You got to keep this Cuomo thing going, right? Just like Daley in Chicago, having an iron grip on the city for decades upon decades. Nothing but a corrupt machine. But Cuomo now attacking banks, warning big banks and insurance companies based in New York that they may want to reconsider doing business with anybody that has to do with the lawful manufacture, sale, etc. of firearms in their state. We're going to talk about that in just a couple of moments. NRA is up out telling you not to blow up your coolers. We'll tell you why. But we've got two ads we're going to run for you right here in the state of Georgia that are dusting up the census from two people who want to replace Governor Deal in the state of Georgia. And I'm going to play both audio clips for you, and then we're going to get some commentary from none other than Jerry Henry himself. I'm going to start with one. This is Brian Kemp. HuffPost has a headline up, shocking gun ad by Georgia gubernatorial candidate Brian Kemp backfires. Kemp points a shotgun at a teenager who then professes a, quote, healthy appreciation of the Second Amendment. Let's take a listen to the spot and we'll see if we get this
right. I'm Brian Kemp. This is Jake, young man interested in one of my daughters.
Yes, sir.
Jake asked why I was running for governor. I said, one,
cap government spending.
Two,
take a chainsaw to regulations.
Three,
make Georgia number one for small business.
And two things if you're going to date one of my daughters.
Respect.
And?
A healthy appreciation for the Second Amendment, sir.
We're going to get along just fine.
Brian Kemp for governor.
All right. First off, let's go to Jerry Henry, executive director of GeorgiaCarry.org, who is intimately involved in the Second Amendment efforts in the state of Georgia and intimately involved in this campaign for governor for a number of different reasons. That was the first ad, Jerry. That was from Brian Kemp. In that ad, let's we got to play some theater of the mind so the listener understands what we're seeing. We're seeing Brian Kemp sitting in what appears to be a study in his home, and we're seeing a young man sitting to our right, Brian Kemp's left. Brian Kemp has a broken shotgun. The shotgun is open. It's a double-barrel shotgun. It is open. He is polishing it, and it is not pointed at the young man. Go ahead.
He also has an awful lot of guns in his room, just like many of us do.
He has a couple AR, what appear to be AR-15s. Yeah. Right, correct. Yeah. And a rack of a number of handguns off to his right. As he's talking, in between sentences, the young man keeps glancing down at the shotgun muzzle. Then he says, cap government spending. Then the young man glances down at the muzzle. And then, lower taxes, glances down at the muzzle. Then he says, and a healthy respect for the Second Amendment, he glances. And then, of course, Brian Kemp closes the shotgun and says, boom, what he says at the end of the spot. We're going to get along just fine.
Right.
Did he ever point the shotgun at the kid?
He did not in any way.
Why would HuffPost say he did?
Because it fits their agenda a whole lot better if he did. There's several people that have said that. Several Democrats here in Georgia have said the same thing. But he was not pointing a shotgun at anybody. And if you listen to that, you've told me before that people like to listen to me because of my down-home type homesy voice, okay? That voice is Brian Kemp. That is who Brian Kemp is, and he is unapologetic for his stand on the Second Amendment. And he was not doing that to threaten anybody or hurt anybody or any of that kind of thing. And I do not believe for one second that if the kid was to come back with his daughter a little bit late, that he'd have to worry about a shotgun. He may get a good talking to, but I don't think that the thought of would ever cross his mind to do anything like that.
These are classic. I was talking with A.W.R. Hawkins about this with the former football player, the kicker, who also posted the photograph with his daughter and her prom date with the firearm. And we talk about these ads and how A.W.R. was reminding us that we have lost our sense of humor in this country. It was clearly parody. The kid knew it. The daughter knew it. They were making funny faces, and it was a joke. In this particular case, Brian Kemp is doing his, as you say, his down-home folksy thing. The gun was never once, was the muzzle of that shotgun ever pointed at the young man. The kid is clearly in on the joke because he keeps looking down at the shotgun.
That's correct.
And we've lost a sense of humor. But I want to ask this question because a lot of people are asking, does an ad like this, when we see headlines like this, and there are a bunch of them, as you just said, not just HuffPost, but 11 Alive News in Metro Atlanta is being asked, and they're put under pressure to stop running the ad. They can't stop running the ad because it's political ad, and they're not allowed to law. And they've made that very clear. If you don't like the ad, then don't watch the ad. It's that simple.
That's why they have the on-off button.
Exactly. Now, I'm going to ask you this question. Is it the smartest thing for Kemp to do in today's political, media-driven political climate? We've got 30 seconds. Take us to the break.
Well, probably not. He could have voiced his opinion on the Second Amendment probably in a much healthier way, so to speak. But I don't think the people that were going to vote for him, it's not going to turn them off. And I don't know that it's going to hurt his standing in the election. I just don't see that happening.
Okay, you're plugged into that. When we come back from the break, I'm going to keep you another segment. When we come back from the break, I want to play Hunter Hill's ad and go over this one. This kind of stuff has national implication, and we'll tell you why and tie it together with Jerry Henry when we come back. Because of election consequences and what's at stake, here in a bright red state, they're fighting for the gun vote. Back right after this. Okay, gun lover, big news for you. Are you looking for that perfect handgun for self-defense? How about one with a laser built right into the grip? Well, today's the day you can make that happen for free. I love that, for free. You know, I'm a proud supporter of the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a USCCA member, member number 32 to be exact. And for a very limited time, the USCCA is giving 5 of my lucky listeners, that's you, $1,000 each to buy a brand new Kimber Micro with extra ammo. That's right, 5 of you could take home $1,000 for free. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your chances to win. But this all ends on the 25th, so you have to hurry. The clock is ticking. And remember, they're giving away 5 Kimbers. That means you'll instantly get 5 free chances to win the second you enter. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now. It's easy. You can enter in seconds, and it's 100% free, but time is running out. Go to armedandresponsible.com for your 5 chances to win. Don't miss these free guns and extra ammo. armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Okay, gun lovers, you know darn good and well that yesterday was the end of the 17 Chances promo, right? A new one today. If you're looking for the perfect handgun for self-defense, this is the promo for you. How about one with a laser built right into the grip? It'd be nice, wouldn't it? I've got a couple of those, and they are wonderful. Today's the day you can make that happen, again, for free. As a proud supporter of the Second Amendment, I'm also a USCCA member, member number 32. For a very limited time, the USCCA is giving five of you, my lucky listeners, $1,000 each to buy a brand new Kimber Micro with extra ammo. Five of you could take home $1,000 for free. Again, armedandresponsible.com for this new promo to lock in your chances to win. This all ends on the 25th. I'm telling us that right up front, the 25th. So hurry, the clock is ticking. Remember, they're giving away five Kimbers. That means you'll instantly get five free chances to win the second that you enter. Armedandresponsible.com. It's easy. You enter in seconds. It's 100% free. But as usual, time is running out for this stuff. Go ahead and jump in right now. There's not going to be any change-ups or anything. No guns flipping or anything like that. You're going to get five chances to win those five free Kimbers. Armedandresponsible.com. Don't miss the free guns. Oh, and get this. You get extra ammo with them as well. Armedandresponsible.com. Welcome back to the program, Jerry Henry. So we'll close out, I think, with Brian Kemp. It was, you know, here we go with the sense of humor again. The media, the left sense of humor we saw on full display at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, despicable, disgusting, disgraceful, completely disrespectful, and more than anything else, hateful. These are hate-filled people. And they're also running very high positions in the media as well. They have no problem putting out fake headlines, just like the AP did yesterday, just like CBS did yesterday, telling everybody that the National Rifle Association is banning guns at the Penn speech when they know damn good and well that it's the Secret Service protocol. It has nothing to do with the NRA. The NRA welcomes firearms. The NRA welcomes Pence and Trump, and because of the Secret Service disarming everybody, and that's what the Secret Service does, the NRA decided, well, I think we'd rather hear Pence and them speak, because just because the people are going to be disarmed doesn't mean it's going to be an unsafe environment, because it's protected by more fully automatic weapons and cops with guns and Secret Service with guns and undercover with guns than any place else in Dallas that day. So the hypocritical media, yet again, on full display, attacking all of us. We agreed that it was probably something Brian Kemp could have got out a different way, because we know him to be very pro-gun in the state of Georgia, correct?
Correct. That is very correct.
All right. Casey Cagle, this is important stuff, has never really been a real friend of ours as gun owners. But guess what? He's got to be now. With all the attacks on our Second Amendment, you're going to see guys who used to waffle a little bit as conservatives or running as conservatives are going to have to embrace us at this stage of the game. Has it changed Casey Cagle's position in Georgia at all of this negative media and attacks from children coming at us? What do you think?
I don't think it's changed him a whole lot. I think he's still, he's got the NRA endorsement.
And that was, I think, in large part due to his stance with the Delta Airline tax program that cost them about $50 million in state taxes. I think that that was his big thing, and he will stand on that until after the election's over with.
All right, when the election's over with, will he waffle with us like he did before after running a blatantly pro? Because what's happening is, you're going to see, and viewer, listener, this is why this is so important. You're going to see this in your neck of the woods, too. You're going to see conservative candidates coming after the pro-gun vote now like never before. They have to, because your right to bear arms is under vicious attack, which means they're put in a position now to, they're running openly on the Second Amendment in ways they wouldn't have done pre-Parkland without a bunch of teenagers attacking us as murderers and telling us we have blood on our hands and how the NRA is so bad and so big and so nasty. So is Cagle, who is doing the same thing now, embracing the gun vote, probably in ways he wouldn't have before, is he going to turn on us like we felt he did a number of times over the last few years after the election? I mean, certainly wouldn't do that, would he?
Well, you have just made the assumption that he will be the next governor. There's a good chance that he won't have any say in it, because if he doesn't win the governorship, he has no say in it. So I don't think that his waffling back and forth, if he were to be elected governor, would hurt us all that much, because we have strong support in the other leadership down there. That doesn't mean that he would embrace everything that we wanted, but I don't think that he would fight us as hard as perhaps Deal did, because I don't believe that he will be as strong a governor as Deal was. Deal was very strong in his position. And I think that Casey would be opposed by stronger leadership in the House and Senate.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, it is interesting. And yes, I absolutely was in the context of this conversation, assuming if he were elected, would he waffle back and forth? Because I am noticing you're seeing people come out strongly on both sides of the issues. The Democrats at the local levels are running on a much more open anti-gun platform because they're believing all of the media hype now. They, you know, they live in that media bubble because the media supports their agenda and their position. Right. So they tend to believe everything. So I can run on a gun control agenda when they have absolutely no idea how damaging it is to them. So we want every Democrat. Let me make my point. You want every Democrat here, listener, in your state, you want them openly running on an anti-gun platform. You want to beg them to do it. Write them letters and ask them to do it, okay? Yeah, they do believe their own media hype. They live within that bubble. Jerry, go ahead.
Well, here in Georgia, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, as usual, run some of their polls about guns and so forth. And they're, as we all know, slanted, and they're really not worth the money that AJC paid for them for the most part. But it's the last poll that they published showed that that even a lot of the Republicans were for some sort of gun control. And I don't believe that for a minute. I don't believe that there's anywhere near the support that they think they have or that the Atlanta Journal-Constitution says we are going to have in that gun control camp.
And I'm with you on that, too. Those are the same polls that showed Donald Trump losing the election by double digits to Hillary Clinton, and the AJC was notorious for that. So I don't know where they're getting their information. It really doesn't make any difference. Listener, you want your opponent, the Democrat opponent, to openly run on a gun control. You want them to run on a radical, far-left, gun-grabbing, gun confiscation agenda. Beg them to do so. I'm asking you to do that. All right, Jerry, can I keep you another segment? I got to go over this Hunter Hill ad with you here. Because this is a completely different spot than what we saw from Brian Kemp. And both of these ads are making national news out of Georgia. So I want to play them for you and get your take on it, because I know you have some strong opinions on Hunter Hill. I'm familiar with him myself. I do too. And I know the organization Georgia Carry does. But let's hear that there's such a pro-gun ad by a guy talking about him being the single most pro-gun conservative here in the deep red state of Georgia, and maybe, just maybe, the head of the single best and most powerful pro-rights grassroots organization in the state may disagree with that. We'll be right back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed you are. Welcome back. Let's go ahead and play this ad. We played the ad. I played the ad for you. Brian Kemp is catching a lot of flack from the leftist media. Kemp had to know that was going to happen. I just don't think he gives a crap. And nor do I, quite frankly, about what the leftist media says. I think in today's day and age, when teenagers mock the National Rifle Association for being hypocrites because they're too ignorant or they choose to remain stupid, that's up to them.
Ignorance, when left unattended, breeds stupidity. You know my saying over the years. But when teenagers mock the National Rifle Association because they are ignorant of Secret Service protocol and try to claim that the NRA is the one banning guns, it's a joke. And what happens is the NRA's rolls swell and go up. Fundraising is at record levels, in large part because of statements being made by, well, quite frankly, people not old enough to vote, proving why they're not old enough to vote with statements that they're making like that. And a leftist media actively pushing that agenda and having to come back like the AP did, and I got to applaud them for that. They did it. They truly did it. Transparent. They came out publicly and corrected that headline and stated why. All right? But here's the question. Had Stephen Gutowski from the Washington Free Beacon not called him out on it publicly and had tons and tons and tons of support behind him, God knows how long they would have left that headline up, which tells me it's intentional. That's what it tells me. You can deduce these things. The fact is, Brian Kemp put the ad out. A lot of people were laughing about it, losing our sense of humor. On the other side, we have Hunter Hill running for governor in the state of Georgia. Both of these ads are making national news. Let's play Hunter Hill's. Because if you listen to this and just parachute it in, you're like, this guy's got my vote. Hold on. Here we go. Here we go.
Candidate for governor. I'm Hunter Hill, Army Ranger and candidate for governor. During my short time in the state Senate, I voted yes on every expansion of our Second Amendment rights. Because after three combat tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, I know firsthand what it's like to have my gun be the only thing between life and death.
Now, at this moment in time, I got to give you this visual. Mr. Hill is wearing an Army T-shirt. He is loading a 30-round magazine. He has what appears to be an AR-15 platform, or M4. He's got an American flag behind him, and he's got a handgun on the table. We'll continue.
And that's why, as your governor, I will be the strongest defender of your God-given right to keep and bear arms. I led soldiers in combat who were under 21 years old. That's why I think it's silly that we trust them to carry one of these to protect our country. But we don't allow them to buy one of these to protect their families. That's why I believe we need parity in our law by lowering the age to purchase any firearm to 18. And also, we don't need a carry permit. The only thing we need as Americans is the U.S. Constitution. And as governor, I won't give an inch on our Second Amendment.
All right, a couple things you need to know before I go to Jerry Henry. He inserts the 30-round magazine into the AR-15. And you can very quickly look at it and see it's an M&P, which is, I have two or three M&P AR-15s. I've lost count. I love that. Might buy another one. You never know. And then he says, we allow them to carry these in combat, but they're old enough to carry these, but they're not old enough to buy this. And he holds up a 1911 and releases the magazine. Now, first thing I want to clarify. The M&P is not what the troops, and he should know better than this. It's not the Smith & Wesson M&P semi-automatic is not what we're equipping our troops with. We're equipping them with fully automatic M4s. Now, I think he knows that, but I think what he was doing was just making that point, holding up the visual of the rifle. But these are radically different guns that they're carrying on the battlefield than that Smith & Wesson single action, or excuse me, M&P, okay, you know, semi-automatic versus fully automatic. And I want to make that distinction, but I understand why he did it. He did that to make a point. Jerry Henry, wow, man, yeah. I got to vote for this guy. This guy's got it going on. And if I'm a single-issue voter and I hear that, man, he's got my vote.
Well, it'd be a mistake. He does talk about parity there. And shortly after the Parkland shooting, when everybody was going around saying that they needed to be 21 to buy a rifle, he is on tape saying that he believes in parity and that if you had to be 21 to buy a handgun, you should have to be 21 to buy a rifle. Now his parity is just the opposite. You should be able to buy anything at 18. This guy has been against us since he was voted into the Senate. He did vote for everything because he's a Republican, and that's the way most Republicans vote when the gun bills come up. But he also fought HB 875. He and two other senators gutted that bill when it left the House and went to the Senate, which was what was basically what we basically got out of HB 60. That's why we had to change HB 60 in the first place, was because of their shenanigans in the Senate Judiciary Committee in gutting that bill. And they got
all right. Now let me stop. Let me interrupt you there for the benefit of listeners around the country that are not familiar with HB 875 in Georgia and HB 860. That's okay. Give me the crib note, as I say, version. What you'd write down on your arm, really quick.
The Guns Everywhere bill. That was HB 60 was the Guns Everywhere bill in 2014. Right. And prior to that, we had HB 875, which left the House, went over, said basically the same thing that HB 60 did. But we had to circumvent the Judiciary Committee to get HB 60 to the floor, which is what we did. And he did vote for that again on the floor. However, after gutting it so horribly in the Senate Judiciary Committee, there was only one Republican that voted against that bill, and he stood up and said, you have messed this bill up so bad that it is no longer a Second Amendment bill, and that was Josh McCoon. Now, we took HB 60 to the floor. When it got to the floor, Hunter Hill was one of the guys that was involved in changing the church language to the bastardized language that we have now, which means that the church has to opt in, and if they want to allow anyone in church to carry a firearm with a Georgia weapons license, they have to carry everyone instead of it being private property like we wanted. And not only that, he took, if those of you who are familiar with Outcry, that's George Soros' group that reaches out to churches. He took four pieces of paper that were put out by Outcry against HB 60, attached his card to those papers, and put one on every senator's desk before the vote on HB 60.
So what you're telling me is this guy whose ad I just heard, that if I didn't know anything, I would certainly vote for this cat. My gosh, that was
the most staunchly
pro-gun ad I've seen for anybody running for governor, including Casey Cagle, and maybe even Brian Kemp, boy, when you see that, because he's actually firing the guns. And, wow, he's one of me, man. He's one of us.
Yeah,
but you mean to tell me that he actually took a George Soros-funded organization flyer?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what I'm telling you. And I'm telling you, if you really believe in that ad, you better start learning how to read between the lines, because what you're seeing is not what you will get with that man. He has told me and one of our lobbyists and a guy from the NRA, lobbyists from the NRA back about 4 years ago, that he did not believe that anybody should be able to openly carry a firearm in the state of Georgia if they were not military or police. Now, that's your Second Amendment guy. That's at least part of your Second Amendment guy, okay? And we are coming out against him very strongly here shortly. He is not what he's representing himself to be. And
it's interesting, Jerry, too, because he also held up a copy of the Constitution, said you shouldn't need a permit, and he held it up and said basically what he was saying is the Second Amendment, the Constitution, is your permit, which is what a lot of us like to say right before we get Molon Lave tattooed on our forehead. Okay, this guy's one of us, man. But you're telling me he's not. 20 seconds before the break. Take it away.
No, he is not, and he will, I believe that what I showed you are his true colors, and he will not support us in any way, shape, or form, and has not been willing to do so other than having to vote with the Republican caucus to try to maintain his position with the Republican caucus. He also...
All right, Jerry, I'm sorry, brother. We're at the end of the rope.
From the NRA.
I hate to do it. I hate to cut you off. Man, I could just keep going with you. Jerry, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it very much. What we just found out from Jerry Henry was you can't believe everything you see in a political ad. Har, har, har.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, gun lovers, that's you. We have the new promotion up at USCCA, right? Armedandresponsible.com. Today's the day you can get some cool stuff. Again, I hope you were one of the 17 that won the guns. If you did, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I'll be hearing from you soon, I know. But as a proud supporter of the Second Amendment and a USCCA member since day one, I'm member number 32. You know, I don't know where the other 31 are, but I'm proud to be in that lineup at 32. I really am. I've been with them from day one. You can take home, you can be one of five that are going to take home $1,000 free just by visiting armedandresponsible.com to lock in your chances to win. This ends on the 25th, so make sure you get over there quick. The clock's ticking on this. They're giving away five Kimbers laser grips. Very, very nice. It takes seconds to enter. It's free. Don't miss the free guns, and you get extra ammo with that. armedandresponsible.com. And I don't want you to forget the rest of our sponsors either. You guys are just killing it with them. And we've got so many more coming out. I was talking about Block Safety yesterday. Barrel Block, Block Safety, B-L-O-K, safety.com. We've got MyPillow. We've got McIlvaney, ICA. We've got Mantis, the training we're going to be dealing with. Austin, we're going to bring him to the program and talk about that. A lot of people are busy because they're heading out to Dallas to the tune of not just close to 100,000 attendees, but thousands upon thousands of people that are there covering acres of convention floor at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center, all of them lawfully armed and welcomed by the NRA, contrary to what the lying, hateful, despicable, un-American so-called mainstream media will tell you. Good heavens, it's just so disgraceful what we have to see masquerade as press and objective, quote-unquote, and I use the term loosely, journalism and news anymore. Just disgusting and disgraceful. It really, truly is. But that's okay. Karma's a satellite radio moment word, media. In the end, we're not trying to change anything. You are. It's an uphill battle. We hold the high ground. Good luck with that. So make sure to check out all of our sponsors. Warfighter Tobacco, promo code AAR. MyPillow, promo code AAR. Survival Kit and Gear, 20% off all the great stuff at Survival Kit and Gear. Promo code AAR. We'll cover some more of them with you tomorrow. Back to some content here that's, I'm not going to have enough time. So some of it I'm going to kind of push off till tomorrow because I have to. AWR Hawkins has a great, you know what, before I go to that piece, I already talked about Kanye. I don't want to go into him anymore. Arms List needs our help. ArmsList.com. You familiar with Arms List? We used to have them on the program. They used to sponsor the show a while back. ArmsList.com. It's a firearm marketplace. It's just basically a portal. You can list a gun for sale. Remember, private transactions in the United States are legal. You have to follow some of the state laws. If you live in, you know, the liberal la-la land, unicorn fairy dust, you know, farts smell like strawberry, that kind of stuff. Utopia. We're going to ban guns and there's never going to be any crime. Oh, I'm an idiot. If you live there, you know what I'm talking about. But you can go to Arms List, find out what's for sale. You can do the same thing at Gun Broker. You go to other places, find out what's for sale, and you make an arrangement. If you do, you have to follow the state law. Arms List clearly puts the terms of use up, that you have to be 18. Arms List does not become involved in transactions between parties, does not certify, investigate, or in any way guarantee the legal capacity of any party to transact. You have to sign that you're responsible for obeying all applicable enforcement mechanisms, including but not limited to federal, state, municipal, and tribal. It means you can't be a criminal, and you can't conduct a criminal transaction. You will not use Arms List for any illegal purpose. If you're not sure about it, you can contact ATF. They give the information out how to do that. They have the right to remove or edit information. Long story short, they're being sued because of a case in Wisconsin where some criminal bought a gun via Arms List who was not supposed to be buying a gun, period. He's already gun controlled. And he went on Arms List, apparently, and a transaction was made. It was an illegal transaction because he was already banned from owning guns. And there's more to it, but you'd have to go out. It's not Arms List. I said Arms List. I apologize. It's Arms List if I did make that mistake again. Let me clarify the distinction. It's two totally different companies. But Arms List simply is the, you know, here's the portal for you. And they're being sued because this guy apparently he murdered four people. And somehow it's Ford's fault because the car driven by the DUI suspect to kill the family on the overpass was a Ford, right? It's the same thing. Lawful protection, commerce in arms, and everything else. You know right from wrong. You know it's not their fault. The law knows that. It was tossed out. The lawsuit was tossed out. But then a liberal judge got a hold of it and decided to reinstate the case because he hates guns. And in the long run, what I'm telling you is that Arms List needs some help here, okay? And they need our help. And if we can provide it for them, we will certainly do that. You can head over to, and I'm going to give you this exact website here, ArmsListLegalDefenseFund.com. ArmsListLegalDefenseFund.com. Head over and help them out. Arms List is currently right now in the middle of a very expensive and no doubt exhausting legal battle. I've been on both sides of these things. And it is just that. It is exhausting, it's expensive, and it's stressful. It's a case they shouldn't have to be fighting in the first place. And if we can help them with $2, $1, 50 cent, $5, $10, $20, $100, $1,000, then we should do that. I'll be heading over there today myself, drop a couple of nickels in the jar. They need some assistance. So as part of that family, we should do that. NRA, don't blow up your cooler. Just cover the Yeti name with our sticker. Obviously referring to the backlash against Yeti Cooler, who apparently pulled out. As Marion Hammer said, they've made their statement and they haven't come out and fought it since. I guess they just think it's going to go away. Well, it's not going to go away. And that segment of their business is gone forever. Pretty much that simple. And the NRA is saying, hey, don't destroy your $500 cooler to send a message. They're suggesting you cover the Yeti name with an I Stand With the NRA Foundation sticker to make the point. So here's what they're going to do at the National Rifle Association annual meetings this weekend coming up that unfortunately I will not be able to go to. And gosh, I'm going to miss that this year. And I'm going to miss you if you're there. But the NRA plans to have 100,000 I Stand With the NRA Foundation stickers available to you at the annual meetings in Dallas this weekend to do just that. Marion Hammer said, don't blow up your Yeti cooler. Don't shoot your Yeti cooler full of holes. Don't chain your Yeti cooler to the back of your pickup truck and drag it down the highway. Put a big I Stand With the NRA Foundation sticker on your Yeti cooler and keep using it. They cost too much money to destroy to make a statement. Let a sticker make your statement. She has a great point. I'll tell you what I'm doing to add insult to injury. I'm actually using the strap, the shoulder strap, from my Yeti to carry around my Arctic. I thought that was a brilliant idea. And I'm not going to cover it. I want people to know my Yeti is carrying my Arctic cooler. I thought that was a great idea. But I will, you know, maybe I'll do that. I've got two very expensive Yeti coolers. Cover them up and take that advice. I'll tell you what I want to go over with you tomorrow. A.W.R. Hawkins has got a great piece at Breitbart. Congressional term limits, a grave threat to Second Amendment freedom. Something you've never thought about when you spout, as I do too. This made me think. I can't wait to go over this with you. Term limits, man. We need them. Think Chuck Schumer. Think all of them. Been there for decades. It's not what the way it was meant to be. Congressional term limits, a grave threat to Second Amendment freedom. Go check it out on Breitbart. Google up A.W.R. Hawkins. That'll be your homework. We'll talk about it tomorrow, along with Cuomo. Can't wait to tell you what Cuomo's doing and some of the responses to it from Hornady. We'll be back tomorrow until we meet again on the radio. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. You know I love you. If you're going to be an NRA, I'm going to miss you. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.